Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As many of you know, my mom recently returned from a trip to the Holy Land. It was truly the trip of a lifetime for her, something that she had wanted to do for the better part of her life. And so I joked with her, stating that she could now finally check that one off of her bucket list and move on to something else. And so I said to her, "Mom, what's next?" I ask myself that one a lot. What's next? Because there are so many things in this amazing world that I want to see and that I want to experience. And so my bucket list is always changing and growing, even as I check things off of it. And one place that has been on my list for a very long time is a place called Havasu Falls. It's located on the Havasupai Indian Reservation, very near Grand Canyon National Park in northern Arizona. It's very difficult to get to, because the location of this Indian reservation is literally out in the middle of nowhere. And because they only allow a very limited amount of people to go there each year, of which usually the entire year's quota of people is fully booked by the end of the first day of registration. And because it is a rugged 10-mile hike to get to the falls, in which you must carry all of your own water and food and camping gear, and then carry it all back out along with all of your waste. Can't leave anything behind. So simply put, it's a rather difficult experience. But if you manage to jump through all of the hoops and actually make it down to the falls, you are treated as some of the most magical and beautiful and breathtaking scenery anywhere on earth. And thus, though the journey is difficult, it is so incredibly worth it. At least, according to those who have made the journey. I thought of these falls when I read the second section of Psalm 23, verse 2, and then the first part of verse 3 that we're using as our text this morning. Because of the serene images these words paint for the hearer. David wrote, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul." And I would assume for a sheep who live normally out in the stony hillside surrounding Jerusalem, there could be nothing more magical and beautiful and breathtaking than the sight of a thick green grass-covered pasture through which runs a gentle stream from which one could safely drink for refreshment. And where a sheep could lay his head down on a pillow of lush vegetation to be refreshed and restored and renewed after a day of traversing the rocky soil in the heat of the sun. And no matter what hill must be climbed, or what canyon must be navigated, the end result of this quiet, pristine place for the sheep, so worth it. And so it is in our lives too. The green grass, the green pastures, and the still waters and the restorative, soul restorative places that God wants to lead us to, that God has promised to lead us to, and thus will most certainly lead us to, do not necessarily come without a bit of difficulty and effort and sometimes heartache. Moses and Joshua and the people of Israel didn't arrive at the doorway of the land flowing with milk and honey, the promised land, their green pastures, until they had spent some 40 years in the desert of Sinai. Job didn't arrive at the still waters of God's providence and untold blessing until after he had lost his livestock and his family and his health. Hannah's soul was not restored and her womb opened to have a child until after she had gone through years of sorrow and ridicule and prayer. And the same thing may be true, probably will be true for us also. The green pastures and the still waters and the soul restorative things that God has waiting for us and planned for us and prepared for us may not come until after we have spent some time in the desert of despair or the sadness of loss or the heartache of loneliness. But they will come. Because that is the proclamation of Psalm 23. And that is the promise of the cross. Because Jesus died and rose for us, our sins have been forgiven to us. And he has gone into heaven to prepare a place for us. And as the scripture said, if he's gone to that place to prepare for us, he's going to come back and bring us to be with him, that we may dwell with him in heaven, where we will find those eternal green pastures and still waters, where our soul will be both fully restored and perpetually filled. And all of that is our present hope and our future reality because our Savior, our Good Shepherd, Jesus. You know, most folks will never get to experience the wonder and the magic of Havasu Falls because they just don't want to go through the struggle of the journey. That's true for most people in the world also concerning heaven. They don't want the sacrifice and the struggle that is involved with being a follower of Jesus. They'd prefer to live in the world on their own terms rather than on God's. But you and I know better. Through faith and by God's Spirit, we know that the journey is worth it. For to those who make it through this life clinging to Jesus, there awaits an eternity of green pastures and still waters and soul restorative blessing in the presence of the Lord himself. That will be more beautiful and more magical than anything that we could ever imagine. May God grant to each of us the assurance of that promise for the sake of Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen.